Welcome once again to Everyday English. In English, as in all languages, there are ways of expressing hopes, wishes, and necessities. We're going to consider some of these expressions in this lesson. Now, just listen to these.
I should like to leave tomorrow.
I ought to leave tomorrow.
All such sentences refer to future time. They express wishes, hopes, and necessities. But sometimes a wish or hope or necessity refers to past time. Wishes, hopes, and necessities of this kind are never fulfilled. That is, they were not achieved. Compare the following pairs of sentences.
I should like to leave tomorrow.
This is a wish, which refers to future time.
I should have liked to leave the next day.
This refers to past time. I should have liked to leave the next day. Observe how the sentence is arranged. It contains the word have, followed by the past participle form of the verb. Not only does the wish refer to past time, but also it was not fulfilled. The speaker would have liked to leave the next day, but he was not able to. Listen again.
I hope to leave tomorrow.
I hope to leave tomorrow. A wish referring to future time.
I hoped to have left the next day.
I hope to have left the next day. This is also an expression of hope, but unlike the earlier sentence, the hope in the sentence refers to past time. I hope to have left the next day. Not only does the hope refer to past time, it was not achieved at all. Observe the form of the sentence again. To have left. Past unfulfilled wishes and hopes always take the form to have plus a past participle. For example, to have indicated your wishes, to have given it to his wife, and so on. Here are some more examples.
I ought to leave tomorrow.
I ought to leave tomorrow. This is an expression of necessity referring to future time.
I ought to have left the next day.
I ought to have left the next day. Observe the form. To have left. I ought to have left the next day. And the implication is that something prevented me from leaving the next day. A few more examples.
I ought to have sent an email before I left, but time was against me.
He did not get round to sending the email.
I should have liked to leave on Wednesday, but there was no flight.
That is, the wish was not fulfilled. All these sentences imply that the wish, hope, or expectation was not realized. Now, here's a dialogue.
7569. Yes. Oh, I know nothing about it. I should have liked to have gone too. Okay.
Who was it?
Akosia. She was telling me about a party her friends invited her to.
Did she go?
No. She was busy, she says. She hoped to have gone.
I was to have gone too. I was to have seen her for directions.
So you knew about it. I didn't.
You ought to have seen me last week. You said you would, anyway.
I know. but you were to have left me a note at some point.
But you were to have left me a note at some point. Now, let's look at some of the sentences again. Aja says,
I should like to have gone too.
I should like to have gone too. And that is, she didn't go in the end. And notice the construction. To have gone. And then she says,
she hoped to have gone.
She hoped to have gone. Observe again that the sentence contains the word to and the word have. She would like to have gone. The implication here is that she didn't go. And Kofi says,
you ought to have seen me last week.
You ought to have seen me last week. The implication is that Aju could not see him. Now, let me summarize what we've done in this lesson. In English, there's a group of verbs which express hopes, wishes, and necessities. As in this sentence,
I hope to be there. I'd like to see you.
I ought to purchase one.
I hope to be there. I'd like to see you. I ought to purchase one. As you realize, these wishes, hopes, and necessities refer to the future. They have not been realized yet, but they are likely to be realized. The past forms of these are,
I hoped to have been there.
I ought to have purchased one.
I hope to have been there. I ought to have purchased one. These refer to past time. The hope, wish, or necessity was not realized. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.